Hi, welcome to Faith and Family. We are a Christian family community that provides Christian advice and promotes Christian values. I'm Mariel Gutierrez from Fremont, California, and I'm a mother of two. And today we're talking about the importance of finding teachable moments, moments that spark spiritual awareness in our children. And joining me today are Harmony and Jewel Buenavista from San Diego, California. They've got three kids of their own. Hi, guys.
Hello, hello. Hi, Mar. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing well. How are
you? Good. Recently, Harmony and I read a study that actually showed that 70% of young adults today drop out of religion.
Wow.
Which is pretty, pretty scary. I mean, Mar, we have three young children, a 7-year-old daughter who acts like she's 30, and a 6-year-old and a 2-year-old son. And they're still very young, you know?
Right.
And so, and reading this, it makes us think about, as busy as our lives are, what can we do to make sure that our kids do not drop out of religion, or they do not, you know, that they will always see how important it is to have religion in their life and to have God in their life.
You know, as parents, as Iglesia Ni Cristo parents, it's our worst nightmare for our child to drop out of religion and to stop believing
yes.
in God.
Oh, yeah.
As parents and as members of the church, we can prevent this because we have an advantage. The church provides us with all the tools that we need. The worship service lessons provide guidance to the parents. The kids learn about God through the children's worship services. And if we ever had questions about anything, the ministers are always ready to answer based on the words written in the Bible.
Yes.
On top of that, as parents, we need to make a conscious effort to get to know our children so that we could evaluate how to instill the teachable moments. But then how do we find the time?
Well, at least for me, both of us actually, during the course of the week, you know, we alternate. Jewel actually tries to volunteer in the kids' school. So yeah, like if she volunteers in Jasmine's class, I'll take the other one out for lunch, you know, like Hayden, because they go to the same school. So, you know, those are the times that we, you know, I try to connect with them, during our lunchtime, that we, you know, we chat, see what's going on in school, kind of gauge to see if they're having kind of any problems or if they're, having a hard time with anything.
So you're telling me that you go out of your way to have one-on-one, an intimate one-on-one, like time, hangout time with each individual child?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean,
it's,
you know, like you said, we have to make time. We have to find the time to do it.
So life can get busy, you know, and according to the Washington Post, this article that I read, parents spend less than 7 minutes a day communicating with their children. And I don't know if you're going to argue with me, Harmony, but it says that on average, men tend to spend less time than women. You know, is this true? How are we able to squeeze in time for our kids to talk about things that matter to us, especially as members of the Church of Christ? Like, what matters to us the most is God, right? So how do we actually take that time? How do we go out of our way to make sure that we talk about the important things?
We kind of remind them, you know, like if you have a test or anything like that, make sure you pray, because, you know, God is the one that's going to help you. Right when they get home, it's homework. And it's the same thing. You know, we kind of instill in them, like, before you do your homework, what are you supposed to do? And then, you know, the kids know now, like, we're supposed to pray because God's going to help us when we do our homework.
That's good. So you've integrated it into certain aspects of your daily routine then, right?
Yes.
So that
correct.
God is always kind of in the forefront of their mind. You know, I'm going to have a test. Wait, I got to pray. You know, I'm going to do homework.
Yes.
I should probably pray too.
Even when they get a paper cut, you know, or they get hurt. So let's pray so that God can heal your owie.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so, and it's really cool to see when their owies are healing. It's like, Mom, look, God is healing my owies. You know what I mean? And so
yeah.
It's literally everything, you know, not just big events. You know, I think a lot of times people think we need to have big events that happens in our lives for us to realize that God is there.
Right.
But it's for even the little things. every week we have, we sit down and then we talk about like, what are your goals for the next week? You know, when it comes to your school, how are you going to help your family? Mm-hmm. And then most especially, what can you do to help, your faith? You know, and so, I mean, it's as simple as like Jasmine, she's in the choir now. She's like, oh, I'm going to organize my hymn book, you know?
Yeah.
And so, but it's instilling that like, oh, I got to do something for God because that's most important for me. Mm-hmm. And another thing that we do, the three jars, I don't know if you've heard about that, Mar.
No, I haven't. You have to explain.
Yeah, so basically, no. It's the three jars. So the first jar is a jar for God.
Aww.
And the second jar is for money you save for bank. And the third jar is for like toys or fun, right?
Is there allowance that we give them every week? That's why.
So if they do good, so it's an allowance. But the rule is, so whatever money, so let's say they get $5 in a week or something. The rule is they have to always put money
in all three,
but the first one is always God.
Oh, wow. You're already teaching them about setting aside right now.
Yes, yes. And then secondly is savings, and then which is the bank. And then the third is fun or toys.
Those are good tips. I'm taking note of those jars. Maybe I'm going to have a big like chocolate jar, a bigger God jar, you know. But definitely for us too, we do our best to integrate our membership as Church of Christ, you know, the things we stand for, our values, things like that. Even the content of our prayers, you know, I've taught the kids that when you pray before school, don't forget to pray to remember that you are a member of the Church of Christ. And of course, they'll ask me, what do you mean? And I'm like, well, everything that you're learning in CWS, so every situation you face, that's the thing that I want to be in the forefront of their mind, you know?
Oh, yeah.
For me, car rides. It sounds, to be honest with you, it's really underrated. Car rides. You know, I pick up my kids. I literally go to school 3 times a day. Unfortunately, the bell times of both my kids are different. And so I drop them off at 8. I pick up my son at 11. And then I pick up my daughter at 3, you know, but it accumulates to about a good total of maybe an hour where we're in the car.
Yeah.
I was guilty of before, like whenever I drive, I'd just be like, this is my time to tune out, to clear my mind, you know? And, but it was such a waste. The most recent conversation I had with my daughter in the car was actually during after choir practice. And we were going home and she looked kind of sad. And she was telling me that while she was singing and practicing for the processional, there were some words, I guess, that kind of hit her, and it made her think about, believe it or not, the condition of the world. But the thing is, what you have to know about my daughter, she's a serious kid. She's 9, but you know, she'll think about things way beyond what she should probably be thinking about. So she went in the car and I asked her, are you okay? You know? And she was like, you know what, Mom? I'm just a little worried about what is happening in Paris. And I asked her, well, why are you even thinking about that? You know? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And she was, because she mentioned that because we're going to be going on a trip, you know, outside of the United States. And she's like, well, what if there are bad guys there? And well, you know, so I had to collect myself, make sure I don't freak out and just be like, stop it. You're freaking me out, you know, but I had to really choose my words. And for this instance, I had to say a quick prayer in my head and be like, yeah, okay, I need help. I need help to guide my words here. And so I know what I told her then was like, you know what? There are bad guys everywhere. There are bad guys in our backyards, you know, and you can't worry about the bad guys because you're a member of the Church of Christ, right? And she was like, yeah, but, you know, this is far away. I'm like, no, you're a member of the Church of Christ here. You're a member of the Church of Christ, you know, 1,000 miles away from here, wherever you go, you know, you're a member of the Church of Christ. And what does CWS teach you? Does it teach you to worry, teach you to be afraid? Like, who are the heroes in the Bible? You have David, right? And you have like our Lord Jesus Christ. He never worried about anything, you know? And then I guess she started like, oh, that's right. And my husband chimed in and he was like, you know what, honey? Like, none of the brethren in Paris were hurt. You know, even though like one of the situations that happened was I think, really near to the venue of worship, of place of worship that we have there. But none of our brethren got hurt. And then I think that's when she was like, oh, wow, you know, look at the power of God. Look at how he takes care of all his people.
I love how you brought it back to God will always protect us. We need to remind ourselves as parents that we always got to bring it back to God.
And it's cool because, you know, we teach and teach our kids, you know, as best as we can, that God is always going to be in their life and that he's always going to be the one to help them. But it's great to hear it echoed back in their prayers.
Yeah. You know,
like when they pray at night and they say things on their own, like, God, you know, as little as like, God, please, Jasmine, especially, she's like, please help me stop scratching.
From her eczema.
Just every single thing, every little thing. It's like, you know, God, please help with this. Thank you for this, God. And it's just awesome to hear like, oh, they're listening. They're listening to us.
Yeah. And they're acknowledging God in everything. They're seeing him in everything in your life. That is fantastic. Well, I mean, these are all great suggestions. I hope that all of us are going to continue on, you know, so that we can keep on a solid unit of an INC family. We don't want our family or any of the families really in the Church of Christ to be part of that 70% statistic of young adults dropping out of religion. That's why we're having this discussion today, right? As suggestions for all our listeners out there, you know, like how can we create more conscious and meaningful ways to connect with our kids now and instill what it means to be a member of the Church of Christ, instill how to see God in everything, in every detail of our life. Thank you so much to the Buena Vistas for joining us today. To all you listeners out there, we have a challenge. I dare you to go on social media, show us, okay? Find a teachable moment where you are connecting with your kids spiritually. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll talk to you all next time here on Faith and Family.